The Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action, and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Hi, this is Mark Helm. Welcome to my Southern studio down here in Florida. If you're tired of hearing about AI and how it applies to your self-storage business, it's probably time to get over that now. If you haven't begun to embrace it, you'd better start. And we're going to talk today about GSO. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about the products and services I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But today we're going to talk about the brave new world of GSO and AI and how it applies to your self-storage operations, your online marketing, and your website. Now, we've all heard about SEO, Google algorithms, pay-per-click. Now, I'm introducing, if you're not familiar with it, a new term. I wasn't familiar with it, but I had to do a lot of research on it, because it affects everything involved in how I show up for customers today. And it's called GSO. Now, what GSO stands for is Generative Search Optimization. Sometimes it's called GEO, Generative Engine Optimization. And specifically what it deals with is how AI tools such as GPT Chat, Claude, Google's AI, Perplexity, and Gemini actually search the web when people ask questions on those platforms about self-storage. This doesn't replace all the stuff we're currently doing to show up for Google and SEO and our pay-per-click and online marketing. It's in addition to. Now, I'm not an expert, obviously, but here's how it differs from traditional SEO and pay-per-click that we're all somewhat familiar with. Now, SEO optimizes your website. So basically, it shows up when people go in primarily into Google and search for self-storage. Now, GSO optimizes your facility for being the answer to very specific questions that people use AI to ask about in relationship to finding a self-storage facility. So when someone goes on GPT chat and says, what is the cheapest 10 by 10 in near me? Or what is the best storage facility near me? Or where is a climate controlled storage facility near me that's open 24 hours a day? Very specific questions. GSO searches for very factual terms. These are exactly the kind of questions that AI loves to answer directly, and they get that information specific from your website. Now, the difference is AI answers the questions, and the person asking or using AI to find the answer may never click your website. And if you're not showing up when people use these AI tools to search and get specific answers, not only are you're in irrelevant and you're invisible at the time a customer makes a decision of which facility to go to. Usually, very often, they go straight to renting a unit from your site. Now, structured content on your website gives the answers that AI is looking for. Now, the structured content means it's answering direct what the questions, the factual questions are that people are asking. So It's important to know what people are asking and using AI in your area, in your trade area, what kind of questions they're asking AI, not keyword searches, but what are the specific questions. And then your website and the content around your website needs to have very factual answers, not glossy marketing terms such as great customer service, best facility in the area. Very factual answers. You need to have a very robust FAQ section that answers in real language, real questions. We'll talk about in a minute how to find out what those real questions are. What unit size do I need for a two-bedroom apartment? Do I have to have insurance to store at your place? What's the difference between a climate control and a standard unit? AI will extract well-formed answers to the questions that people are asking and present your facility to the person asking it. AI needs to be able to get your exact hours, your exact unit mix, current pricing, not stale pricing from 2022, and what exactly you offer, not parking, boat and RV parking, boat and RV covered parking, boat and RV indoor park, what payment methods you accept, what are your exact hours, any current move-in specials you may have. Now, vague pages, vague answers like competitive pricing, call for quote, will get skipped right over, and you are invisible to anyone using an AI tool to search for their storage facility. It's also critical today with GSO that you create third-party authority more than ever. So what that means is AI puts a lot of weight on your facility being mentioned on other websites. That means accurate listings on Google Business, Google Pages, Yelp, Sparefoot, Storage Cafe, Apartments.com, local chambers, local business associations, and a steady, consistent flow of Google reviews. When AI is determining which facilities to recommend to a specific question, it not only searches for the specific answers on your website, it also is pattern matching across dozens of websites. Trusted websites, or websites that AI considers trusted, such as the ones we've just mentioned. The old days of having storage plus your city or storage plus your neighborhood on a web page, those days are over. You gotta list very specific customers you service, very specific neighborhoods you service. Driving directions from local landmarks are helpful. And who you serve. You serve students near the University of Kentucky. You serve commercial customers in the Bluegrass Industrial Park area. Proactively ask AI tools such as GPT Chat, Claude, Perplexity. What are the specific questions people in my trade area or in my city are asking when looking for a self-storage facility? Now, just beyond your website, GSO should also play a role in determining what type of social media content you create, what type of blog posts you create. Not just pretty pictures, but pretty pictures that answer specific questions. And then write those questions in the post. Create videos on YouTube that would be the answers to very specific questions that people in your trade area are asking. Like, best way to pack a storage unit. Interview local companies that you have preferred relationships with in your trade area, like interview a local moving company that you recommend. Have partnerships with other companies, with apartments, with realtors. Interview them. Every piece of content is a potential for a very specific answer to an AI question people in your trade area are asking. Like, where should I store my stuff if I'm moving to Pensacola? The short version is SEO had your website, your facility be found. GSO has your facility be recommended. So welcome to the brave new world of GSO. Now, if you're interested in a pretty generic GSO audit, you know, I created it with the help of AI, but I created it, and it's pretty thorough, and it'll take you through a list of questions and different sections of your business and website and marketing that are critical so you show up with GSO. If you're interested in this free tool, there'll be a landing page where you put your email address in and it'll send it to you. So it's time to quit avoiding AI with your business, embrace it, and welcome to this brave new world. I think it's going to level the playing field ultimately between us, the smaller investor, with the larger players. Thank you very much. I look forward to being with you next week as I answer out loud the stuff I'm thinking about and focused on in at least my self-storage business. See you then.